This is the commercial-free webcast of Innovations with Isaac.
Good afternoon. This is Larry Eiler with Innovations with Eiler. Rob passed this weekend, so I have the being here in business executives who have a lot of three as well as Michigan. And we're going to introduce those three people and are going to have a discussion of the economy in Michigan, not the bad part of the economy going on good, and there's an awful lot of good things. So to have that discussion, let me first introduce Terry Cross. Terry has been worked in Detroit for a long time. He was an investment person in New York City and in San Francisco and moved back to the area, back to Detroit and Rochester Hills 3 or 4 years ago. Terry, tell us a little about your background, and then we'll introduce the other guys.
I graduated with an MBA from Wayne University here locally. Worked in Detroit in the tool industry and investment banking business. Kidder Peabody in 1985. Was moved to New York and worked there at 9. And then in 19, my wife were transferred out to San Francisco and been worked in the Bay Area for about 12 or 13 years. As you know, Larry, we used to run into one another out there. I spent a lot of time on Highway 101 and Route 280 calling on the venture capital industry and many startups in the area for investment banking transactions.
And you had a great office up in the Transamerica building?
It was in the Bank of America.
Bank of America building, way up high, and you could see everything.
When the fog wasn't there.
When the fog wasn't there, but all the great views that California and the country like to go to in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. And then in 2002, I returned back to Michigan. My wife and I wanted to be back here to be closer to our families. And we've been here. And it was kind of when I got back, as you know, up early on and said, how do I get started? How do I get my dream? And so been going along well, and I think business is beginning here in Michigan.
Well, I'm glad to hear that opinion because I know there's a lot of people who don't have that. Second guest of the three is Michael. Michael was vice president of the Bank of Ann Arbor, and he has also formed a few years ago our Angel Network, with investors, their own personal money available to different people who need money to start or to make their businesses go. Michael, move from California and tell you a little about his.
Oh, thanks, Larry. I grew up in the Ann Arbor area, actually, and then I went to California in the early 80s, graduated from Michigan State in 1982 when I think the economy was worse than it is today, and ended up out in California and ended up in the banking industry. In the early 90s, I started a technology finance group for Royal Bank of Canada. We were looking at Fortune 1000, Fortune 500 corporate investment banking. Did that for a number of years out there and built a nice business there. We were number two in the U.S. in doing that for a couple years. We were managing a portfolio. During that time, I spent a bit of time down in Texas as well. Spent a bit of time in calling Austin on Dell Computer quite. And in 2001, moved back here for family reasons as well. Wanted to get back to the Midwest. I have three little kids, and I'd been out doing entrepreneurial activities. I had started a company of my own out in California and came back here and was looking to do the same, and ended up hooking up with the Bank of Ann Arbor in 2002 to start a group focused on tech companies in this area, smaller technology company, and that's evolved in developing this network as well and working locally with venture capital firms, things like that.
Great. Well, welcome back. It's 4 years you've been here, but our third guest is Gus Sale. Gus is the executive officer of a company called Assay Designs. He's been back here from California for about a year, I think, nearly a year, maybe a little over. And earlier in his career, worked in high-tech and related activities in Boston before going to California. So welcome, Gus.
Thanks, Larry. I am, in fact, the newest resident. I've been here for just under a year now. I was happy to take the opportunity to see how life in Michigan compares to life on both coasts. I started my career in the San Francisco, working in the life sciences and biotechnology industry. Started out working in sales, like many of my colleagues, and enjoyed a lot of wonderful new startup sort of companies in the San Francisco area. And then had an opportunity to take a job in a company that was based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and spent about 5 years living in Massachusetts and had the opportunity to work for, again, a venture capital-backed company there. My career then took me back to the Bay Area, where I ended up working for a large billion-dollar multinational finance industry. And recently, as I said, last year, took on this new opportunity and challenge here in Ann Arbor.
Terry, I'm interested to swing back. Thanks, Gus, for that good overview. But Terry, you were involved with the manufacturing area, which Michigan is so well known for a number of years while you were here before you moved to New York, California. Can you speak at all about how you see the economy of Michigan has changed, manufacturing driver that it formerly had, where some of the car company shares and things like that, and now it seems to me anyway that smaller companies, $5, $10, $100 million, are emerging, and they're not replacing the multi-hundred-billion-dollar manufacturing. But how does that all seem to be working to you?
Well, first of all, we have to look at this in a call an uprising of intellectual type businesses. Service business, have a technology, software businesses, and I think that's probably a trend that unfolds over a very long, long time period. It definitely, I think, is underway, and hopefully place that are lost in manufacturing. A lot of smaller company re-employment and new employment to replace those people. So it's going to be, this transition, if it happens, is going to be a very long-term option. I think Michigan does have a great in terms of government for new engineer. Government will support the get in its way. It'll probably succeed. If just upon picking the winners and micromanaging it, my guess is it probably won't succeed.
Mm-hmm. Things that enemy or any state needs is structure to economy. Michael, what Bank of Ann Arbor, what do you see as the of the infrastructure of Michigan? You know, I did an article years ago that compared Michigan to lots of things, and I'm trying to now. It's very difficult because whereas came right Michigan for that infrastructure.
Well, there's a couple different types of infrastructure, I think. I mean, there's the infrastructure, I think, that most people think of as infrastructure, which is kind of the roads and the sewers and all that type of stuff. But when we're talking about technology business, tech business infrastructure are all the service providers and the capital and the people providing all that that surround all these great ideas that provide the foundation for these companies and businesses to grow. That's why we started the tech industry group at Bank of Ann Arbor. I think having a local bank that understands the market, that's dedicated to the market locally, you need to have that. The bank can act as a great connector of resources. You need the capital community, which includes angel investors to venture capital, and it includes a broad spectrum, attorneys that understand the technology business, peers that understand it, people in the media that understand it, media coverage, PR, like your stand emerging technology, kind of the what I call the tech infrastructure, and I think is available in Silicon Valley and is growing here.
Mm-hmm. So you're kind of on the other end of all this, being a CEO of a firm called Assay Designs in the technology area. First of all, tell us about Assay Designs, who the customer are, and then kind of cut on where you think some of the key points that you've seen in the year you've been here.
Assay Designs is a research company. We make products used in pharmaceutical discovery research. Local companies like Pfizer are customers, the University of Michigan, universities around the country, academic labs and centers where they're doing fundamental biological research, use our types of products to help them identify potential new therapeutic treatments. The company's Ann Arbor-based. It's been here for 12 years, done very well. It's got a nice history and trajectory of growth in the area, and has been the founders have been very active in, you know, the local community and in creating jobs in to grips related to what Mike was saying, was trying and how to get a lot of the infrastructure, the support that I've been used to in some of the other areas. It's much more prevalent. I'll give a specific example. In the infrastructure category is the intellectual property attorneys that, you know, are so much a part of what we do. The ability to get access to that kind of help is something we really need to drive.
Gus, we have to take a quick break here right now for some ads, some of our advertisers. but we're going to come back and pick up on that thought when we do come back.
You're listening to the commercial-free webcast of Innovations with Eiler and Passett.
We're doing a...
Okay, we're back on the air. This is Larry Eiler on 16 AAM, and the program is Eiler and Passett, and I'm talking with three executives from the investment community in Michigan and another, the third one, who runs a life sciences company in Michigan, and all of whom have experience in other parts of the country. And our discussion is revolving around the Michigan economy and where we're going. And we were talking with Gus Salem, the chief executive of Assay Designs, about his life sciences research and development company. And he was getting into the part about what customers are for Assay Design. So let's pick up on that, Gus.
And relating back to what Mike was saying, I think that there's a lot of... We're still trying to identify for ourselves here locally the access that we can get to the types of infrastructure that those of us who've been working in larger technology centers like the Bay Area or Boston have had access to traditionally. And I think that that's an important it's an important linkage that the region is going to continue to develop if it's going to be able to...
Back into the whole area, Terry, of investment. You were mentioning while we were off that you see as quite promising. Are there several companies around that you've encountered in your investment business that you do that show some different promises? And I don't necessarily want you to name them, but I would like to know what areas they're in and where you see some promise for emerging technologies or things that could be alternate sources of the business state.
Sure. Could I just cut this area? Has three things in infrastructure that are uniquely positive and that make a great contribution for people who are trying to get going in small technology businesses. One is Spark. The second is Automation Alley. And the third is TechTown. And these are great aggregators of resources and places where entrepreneurs can go and get help and get guidance. I think if you went to Spark or you went to Automation Alley, they could have some good attorneys, for instance, for you. But to go back, three or four companies that I'm involved with right now that show a lot of promise. One of them is in the prepaid gift card business. Newly geographical for that business, since most is in New York and Los, but started up here and recently office in L.A. as well as city. The security business with beautiful downtown Ferndale, Michigan, and have a fabulous suite of security services that they in the small and medium market, which is huge, and there's a big need, and they have a dynamite suite. And I just met with this last week. Has developed a technology for receiving a signal from a closed-circuit television camera directly to your cell phone. Importantly, being able to get back to the site, you know, this is all done through a Wi-Fi array. You could be sitting in a restaurant at your child in its crib in your home over the internet on your cell phone and send a signal back to whoever is there to do so and so to be helpful. And by the way, this is a totally 100% African American owned company. It probably will be a minority, and I think it has just huge.
You know, it's kind of, while you were talking there, I was thinking about reading the old comic strip Dick Tracy some long years ago. And maybe you guys are younger and don't even remember Dick Tracy. Two-way wrist radio. And that was the kind of a thing that was modern technology, say, 40 years ago. So these days, you can beam something over the internet and get it on your cell phone and find out what's going, like you were just explaining. That's pretty astounding.
It's a real technology, I think.
Okay, we have to wrap again for a break, but this is on Talk Radio 16 AAM with Eiler and Passett, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the commercial cast of Innovations with Eiler and Passett.
Good afternoon again. It's Larry Eiler with Eiler and Passett. It's a show about how Michigan business is developing in new, smaller technology and life science and other areas. and we're on here every week, Monday 1 to 2 on Talk Radio, Sundays 1 to 2, Talk Radio 1600. And we're going to go back here and talk to Gus Salem, the chief executive of Assay Designs, which is a life sciences research and development company. And Gus has been here about a year, moved here from California. And I'm interested kind of in talking about what Assay Designs, what kind of research is done here. Oh, the firm's 12 years, so kind of the step and where it's moving, targeting, besides.
And one of the things that's really driving the company's opportunities for growth is a lot of the expansion in fundamental biological sciences, biotherapeutic drug discovery, specifically areas like cancer research, where there's a lot of investment in the development of therapeutics as well as cancer diagnostics. Our products, the company's products, are actually used in the funds that all of these diagnostic and pharmaceutical companies, and it makes it, you know, very exciting for all of us here to, you know, to try to identify new areas as well, new technologies, new platforms that we
are concentrating on. New products, if you will, for the medical community primarily.
To give a specific example, if a pharmaceutical company is in the process of trying to identify a treatment for, let's say, one of the things that they do for fundamental drug discovery is identify the protein equivalent that exists in the human body today, then try to figure out how to actually create it through molecular biology and all of the genetic cloning that I've heard about, and then actually
interest to me because I happen to be on the board of an advanced metastatic prostate cancer fundraising organization in Seattle. I've been on it for a few years. Unfortunately, got to know the people there by having prostate cancer. So I decided to do something about that, too, and I wrote a book about it, which actually is going to be published Wednesday. So I've been working on this book for a number of years. It's taken me far too long, but it is going to be published starting Wednesday. You look at is life sciences, IT, information technology, advanced engineering is a thing. Advanced automotive engineering is a thing that we hear a lot about. The whole thing about, you know, using alternate means of energy, those kind of things. Are you familiar with all those areas, or what could you speak to as what you see would be emerging technology areas for the listeners to be looking at in terms of companies they're going to find the Michigan?
I think you hit four of the ones here and left off is nanotech as well. I have the opportunity as the lab, you know, 100-plus type technology companies that are clients of the bank. So we do get a good cross-section. We get to see a good cross-section of what's going on. And material science, the nanomaterial science type company is one of the kind of exciting companies that I'm working with right now. An advanced manufacturing area would be a machine vision type company that I'm working with. A number of life science companies. There's IT companies, online promotions companies. Those areas tend to be the areas, you know, the most activity, I think.
When you're looking for who really become involved, what type of criteria do you have as that might be different from an angel investor or a venture cast or some other? Are there pretty rigorous criteria or same for all these categories?
Bank, we get involved with companies. We get involved with companies the moment that they become a company because everybody needs to open a bank. So, you know, we're looking for kind of quality people, documentation in place, you know, high integrity people, businesses make sense. Those are the type of people really that we like to just have as banking. These kind of move along their growth pattern. On the financing side, the bank financing tends to be a little bit later stage than your angel and your venture capital investing. There are some areas where you can kind of structure products to overlap those areas. As one example is what we've developed with one of the companies we're working with named Coherex, this Michigan Innovation CD, and that company's had a great deal of success with product. Place of venture capital and angel investment in the company. But we're looking at the same types of criteria from just an analyzing the business, I think that angel investors and venture capital are looking at. You know, you were looking at the management team and what's the technology risk and the market risk and what's the financing risk. But then the other piece that bankers are going to look at too is what is our secondary source of repayment? So kind of what does our collateral look like? So are there accounts receivable that are underlying it or equipment or something like that?
Terry, you the stations that the Automation Alley and Spark a bit about we're going to help sell some new growth over a long period of this area?
Well, yeah, I think I'm each of them, and by state, there's a very active in Kalamazoo, there's in Grand Rapids, bringing up. Second First is in Kalamazoo, and the one in Grand Rapids is called. But all ag company formation, some equipment, et cetera. He doesn't even they don't even have to rent a suite. They can rent a cubicle they started. That cubicle includes access to internet too, which is no small thing. And then there's all kinds of advice that's available there. They have a mentoring from people who've been through this. So it's a great resource for a person who's starting up a business as opposed to having to go out and try to find all resources.
So this is a good for an entrepreneur to town is located.
Building where the Corvette was designed, and you know, they thought if they could fill it up in 3 years, they would be accomplishing something. They're about a year and 7 months into it, and they're like 90% full.
It's so pretty astounding. I know the story.
So it is working.
I know the story of how Bell down there is organizing this, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more after we take another short break here. This is Larry Eiler on Talk Radio 1600, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the commercial-free webcast Innovations with Eiler and Passick.
7.5, 8 minutes ago. Larry Eiler with Innovations on by Eiler and Passick on Talk Radio 1600 WAAF. Good to sir. I'm going to let them ask each other a few questions, and if they start to fight, I'll get in the middle of it. But Michael, you have something that you were just discussing a minute ago. I'd like to have you be question of whoever you choose to ask
sure.
it of.
Sure, I wanted to just ask Gus on Assay Design. What is it that you know brought the company to Ann Arbor, and what is it that keeps the company here in Ann Arbor?
What brought the company to Ann Arbor actually is the founders actually worked here locally at a couple of local companies doing drug discovery development and kit development, assay kit development. One of the major reasons that today we're very interested in driving our growth here, though, is really things that are going on with the fundamental development of the economy in Michigan that we want to be able to take advantage of. The state's investing a lot of money in life science research. There is a significant investment at the University of Michigan in terms of its desire to attract new life science and biological science research. They've built a new building. They've appointed a new dean. They're really actively trying to do the things necessary to attract more and more of these fundamental scientific capabilities. The local programs, so outside of even U of M, Ferris State, Wayne State, a lot of the employees at the company come from some of these arguably smaller schools, but from very, very biological science programs. So in terms of the work population that's available here, we believe we're going to have access to a good pool of to Ann Arbor because we believe that there's a strong base for us to grow from.
Terry, do you have any questions you want to ask of one of these chaps?
I have a question for Michael. Given that you see through your client base a broad spectrum of types of early stage businesses and business, do you challenge is for that group as an aggregate and in this area for being in this keeping area? Is there any one particular case that you see, and what is it, if there is one?
It gets back to this, what we were talking about, business infrastructure. I think Gus mentioned, you know, we have great universities here, and the university is top five in research development, and we have a lot of engineers here. And what we don't have enough of, I think, is the business around those great with the people and the resources and the money to move those things forward. And I think one of there is a One thing I've seen by being and getting really deeply involved is that there's a lot more of this activity going on than people recognize. People recognize in the state, and certainly people outside of the state recognize. So I think we need to do a lot better job of letting people know how much activity there is going on, because that attracts other people to the area. It attracts potential CEOs. It attracts capital. And I think when you look under the sheet, there is a lot of activity taking place.
Michael, in business infrastructure, we all think of the road and the, you know, the infrastructure. Say what the business is and what it means. It's room, but to the audience out there, it might.
Right. Well, just from a personal perspective, Bank of Ann Arbor, we are a valuable resource for this community here. We're the only locally owned and operated bank here. We have 300 shareholders that own the bank. We have a great board of directors. We just have deep community here and a real deep interest in the success of the community here. So we are a provider of banking services and have really made a commitment to this tech sector and getting to know tech companies better and their unique needs. And so the same applies to law firms. There's a number of excellent law firms. I think over the last 10 years, that sector has developed rather nicely around here. There's a number of excellent law firms that have folks with experience in technology. We have some accounting firms here that are experienced in it, and your company on the PRs. Those of things that I'm talking about, infrastructure, as well as venture capital and the angel community. And there's some, the Ann Arbor area has a pretty decent angel community for the kind of size market that have invested companies and made money investing in tech and life science companies. There is a tremendous amount of potential in Oakland County for angel investing, but there's just not as much experience with the tech sector there. So I think it's real important that, you know, we kind of cross-pollinate a little bit more than we do between Oakland and Washtenaw counties. And, you know, so the angel investors in that area will get more comfortable with investing in technology companies.
Mm-hmm. This whole thing that Gus was mentioning minutes ago about hoping to hire some new people he mentioned here, companies that do want to grow in Oakland and in Ann Arbor or down in Detroit, coming to town and Spark and Automation Alley, are there companies there that kind of seem like going to be a good fit growth in Michigan?
I think Randall Charlton's kind of a reverse spin, but very interesting. And there are others going on in Tech Town. Automation Alley is sponsored a number of interesting companies and would invest to do so. And I think there are all kinds of companies that are trying to grow in this.
Spark is a new organization in Arbor that Michael Finney runs, and he was on this show actually talking about his plans. That's an organization that just really got formed last year, so he's just getting that up and going, and he's hired a guy from coming in from out of state, returning to Michigan, to named Skip Sims, to be a key person in running the business accelerator down there. Well, gentlemen, it's been enjoyable talking to you. I'm sorry this discussion is having to come to an end, but we're going to wrap up for this afternoon with Innovate Eiler and Pasek on Talk Radio 800 WAAM. If you want to go hear this further, you can go to it, which is innovativenessresults.com.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Thank you.
That was the commercial-free webcast of Innovation in Pasek. Thanks for...